This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2020 Aquarius Full Moon. The full moon takes place on August 3rd, 2020 at 8:58 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 11:58 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 3:58 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 11 degrees Leo, 45 minutes, 11 degrees Aquarius, 45 minutes. There's only so long a person can keep on keeping on. We're reaching that point, personally and collectively. The end of the line is here in many a saga, at least in terms of our emotional participation in it. Switches are flipping. Lightning flashes are unlocking our hearts and tilting our point of view. It's startling. It's disruptive. It may take your breath away. It may leave stars circling around your dazed head as in a mid-century cartoon. But when you come to, it'll feel so much freer. Just wait. The process may be more cold and objective than you expect. Thank the Aquarius full moon, which is deputizing each of us as a real-world equivalent to Star Trek The Next Generation's Commander Data. The sign of Aquarius is seemingly out of sync with the usual full moon experience. After all, a full moon is an emotional culmination, a cresting of developments and feelings and so much that has been building in recent weeks. And look at the drama that's been building. Saga after saga affecting our health, our safety, our ability to earn money, our families, our country, the very foundations of our existence. Who among us has not felt despair? Who among us has not suffered a loss? Who among us has not wept, even those normally immune to tears? None of this is part of the Aquarian way. The sign is intellectual, detached, objective, able to step out of situations and view them from a great distance. Not just able to, most comfortable with that approach, to be honest. This full moon has the energy to put us all on tree branches or mountain overlooks, where we can peer down at the action below without being in the middle of it. When you step outside a situation, your relationship to it changes. The perspective is different. You see details you couldn't before. You perceive the big picture more easily. And you more easily experience how you think and, more importantly, feel about it, which might be a bit of a revelation. Watch for all of that under this year's Aquarius full moon and how. Whether you're in a tree branch or on a mountain overlook or standing in the corner, you're in a field of lightning. Lots of it. Some bolts are hitting situations and blowing them apart. Some are flashing a stark and shocking light onto a landscape. And some are striking you dead on. The bolts are flying off Uranus, cosmic agent of radical, unpredictable, liberating change, and ruler of the sign of Aquarius and this full moon. He is in the thick of its process of culmination and release because he is smack between the sun and the moon in the dynamic configuration of a T-square. He's receiving equal pressure from our rational sides in their most dramatic expression, and our emotional sides in their most logical and detached expression. Neither end can overpower the other, and he bears the brunt of it. The result? Lightning. Epiphanies. Something snapping. Breakage. Liberation. The full moon is freeing up emotional energy, and the sky has a suggestion of where to divert it when you get it back. Another force in the sky is calling for action as well. Mars, ruler of our drive, demanding action from Jupiter in Capricorn. The square amplifies, pushes and shoves in frustration and attacks. The effect makes a little go a long way, so a slight expenditure of effort has a wallop of an impact. Grab hold of this work smarter, not harder aspect and direct it toward a pet project or an impediment that you'd like to blast away, or moving ahead on restructuring that's been necessitated by this year's weird journey of transformation, brought to you by January's Saturn-Pluto conjunction. Whatever breaks, look for the benefits. With Jupiter active, they exist. He's in a sextile to Neptune, opening a doorway to guidance, inspiration, compassion, and divine intervention. As with any doorway, though, it doesn't come to you. You have to engage with it. You have to walk through it. It just might lead to the future you want. Venus, ruler of all we value, is nearing the end of Gemini and about to cross the North Node. It bears the sign, this way to the future, pointing the way to where we are heading individually and collectively. Adjustments play a role in what we desire, in our relationships, in our attitude toward money, and how all those relate to the status quo and ongoing challenges to it. The need for adjustments comes from the inconjunct from Venus to Saturn, traditional ruler of Aquarius, a factor that underscores the importance of this aspect in the full moon's process. See what breaks open. See what changes, and more importantly, how you change. From your new perspective, make choices about what you want in the long run and choose your battles. Apply a little elbow grease, look for the doorways, and enter the ones that now feel right. Learn more about Mars's journey this month, and in fact for the rest of the year, in my talk, Action Figures, which is available at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. You'll find lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I am really grateful to the people who continue to support my work there. Find whatever I feel like posting on Instagram at KABeal, and I'm on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.